starts now.
We're being told that stormy weather is on the horizon, with consumer prices and inflation both skyrocketing, interest rates being increased by central banks, sometimes with little or no impact on inflation, by the way, a war on Europe's eastern border, and supply shortages on a host of commodities, manufacturing, and consumer goods. Prices are increasing all around us at what seems like unstoppable rates. Companies have started to trim back on hiring, and others have effected deeper measures like layoffs and cuts. Some of the good news is that companies that we hear who are slicing 10,000 or more employees from their rosters are actually addressing problems that have long existed. Yet add to all this the reality that economists don't agree on the causes or the remedies of what is happening in the markets right now, many suggesting that conventional economic models need to be reconceptualized. In short, most companies today are attempting to factor in a whole bunch of unknowns and uncontrollables in their forecasts for performance and risk. On a personal level, it's a guessing game in areas such as just gassing up the car, wild fluctuations over short periods of time becoming more normal by the week. And economically, we feel it and experience the challenges of making decisions with so many unknowns. Multiply this feeling several-fold for those of us out there who are operating on a much larger scale than the individual household. So what do? How do you keep going, leading your firm into the unknown, while attempting to continue generating profit, attempting to remain competitive and relevant, and hopefully somehow distinguishing yourself in the sea of choices? Well, one way is to not cut back on messaging and outreach, but invest more strategically. And by messaging and outreach, I include the traditional areas of marketing, such as advertising and promotion. So as part of that strategic mix, this episode will explore how and why companies can approach podcasting as one form of content creation and promotion. We'll also talk about other forms of content creation and how these can work to build a competitive advantage as companies, both for-profit and that equally important sector of nonprofits, attempt to steer through the highly precarious clouds of uncertainty. Among the first areas to be hit by budget cuts in most companies is marketing. That whole basket of work and departments and professionals whose jobs really are content creation and promotion, messaging and outreach, telling a story, building an audience, making a sale, and securing repeat customers. An old adage in the content promotion world says that when times are good, you should advertise, and when times are bad, you must advertise. The reality is that marketing budgets often get cut first. Why? They're viewed as non-essential costs. How? Well, many numbers-focused pros and bean counters in companies expect immediate return on investment. If they don't see increased numbers from one quarter to the next, their trust in marketing can decrease. Yet, not only is marketing part of longer-term visions, marketing is about the essence of the company and conveying that essence to the market. So while sacrificing a marketing budget for salaries and wages might curtail layoffs, the sacrifice also significantly reduces chances of retaining a customer base, much less cultivating new ones. Individual consumers and households quite often switch brands and spending habits during economic recessionary cycles. This can be a make or break for many companies. Maintaining relevancy is critical to any brand, product, or service, and to customer retention. Reductions and eliminations of marketing budgets invites competition to overtake you. Critically important during such cycles is the need to reinforce personal relationships. And one of the best, most effective ways to do that can be through podcasting. Podcasting is a quintessential component of content creation and promotion. It's messaging and outreach. It's telling a story, building an audience, helping make a sale, and helping secure repeat customers. So is adding a podcast to a company's roster of activities and investments going to work like a magic pill? Well, if it didn't, I wouldn't be spending time talking about the importance of podcasts right now. The fact is, not enough companies appreciate the power of a podcast. They're personal. They're informal. They tend to connect with the listener more effectively than most other forms of messaging and outreach. The first area of focus for a company steering through recessionary economic times is to shore up an existing customer base. These are your supporters, your constituency, your community. Never take it for granted. They are also an identified group that is packaged for messaging. They've bought your product or service, they've expressed interest, and are likely to be part of an ongoing communications loop. A message, a conversation, or an interview, right from the point person for your customers, can be gold. That person might be the district sales rep, it might be the CEO, it might be some other position. Whatever the position, whomever the person, useful, informative information sent via podcasting is a powerful way to engage your existing customers, potentially growing the space through peer-to-peer sharing and retaining your base and maintaining your relevancy. This is an investment in time, certainly, but the harder costs associated with podcast production and distribution don't necessarily need to pile up through the use of so-called award-winning Hollywood teams. Recording and casting technologies have improved vastly in even recent years, so even cheaper podcasting kits available online can often do the trick. When accompanied by a bit of know-how at the post-production level of things, through editing for example, even the microphone in most people's mobiles are sufficient these days. Of course, there are high-end studios and production facilities available, but the point here is the options are expansive and expanding. Podcasts can also help reduce costs associated with physical, in-person annual staff meetings, staff conferences, and the like. A conversation between your corporate point person and a key official from your industry of relevance can be accomplished through any one of an array of remote recording and post-production options. The fees and related costs vary as well, offering very affordable packages for those who want to source out the work and don't have the expertise or time to produce things in-house. There's so much more about podcasts than I can fit into this episode. There are many how-to videos on YouTube and many books available that can guide you along your journey. There's also Podcasting Explained, one of my books, and its companion handbook. Information about each, which I've included in the show notes for this episode, and I'll repeat this information at the end of the episode. For now, consider spending strategically on a company podcast. Of course, you'll want to complement this effort with a few other things that have become traditional in the world of content creation and promotion, or messaging and outreach. Emails, blogs, and live streaming. Send emails to your client list. Keep them informed. Share new developments. Did you know that 72% of consumers prefer email as their source of information from a business? And I'm one of them. This is a huge opportunity for you to reach your audience through their preferred communication channel. Keep them engaged. Go live on Facebook, or Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube. Live streaming doesn't require huge financial investments. And did you know that, with Facebook for example, their algorithms favor live videos? They have some of the highest engagement rates across all social media outlets. Going live to share updates about your business or promote an upcoming sale is a great way to keep your company top of mind, even when customers may not be in the buying mood. Like I said, don't be lulled into thinking that posting a live video has to be a huge production. All you need to do is make sure you have a clean background, that the lighting isn't super dark, and that your phone's battery is fully charged. In fact, sometimes the slicker the look, the less authentic the message can seem to be by a lot of people. Maintain high quality, but don't get caught in the belief that only an expensive studio can deliver such results. Use your blog to share useful and helpful information. Blog posts can drive traffic to your site, they can provide value to your consumers, and ultimately help your company be seen and remain relevant in the sea of options. How-to information is some of the best. Helpful guides about how to use your products, maybe the history of your company, common questions or concerns that customers might have, even company updates. Bit of advice on corporate blog posts. Many companies' blog authors and corporate point people have mistaken the blog as a diary or a place for personal essays, it seems. Blogs are highly nuanced and must be tailored to the personality of your customer base. You might have enjoyed the newest book by your favorite author, but unless you're in the publishing field or that author writes on a topic central to your business, steer clear of that. And these are just a few examples of how and where to strategically invest without breaking the bank, and opening opportunity to engage in meaningful and effective messaging and outreach. Now, I mentioned my book earlier, promising more details, so here's my shameless plug. If you're so inclined, the book is called Podcasting Explained. This is big picture stuff, with some what I think are really excellent DIY resources. Its companion book is called Podcasting, The Companion Handbook, which is a workbook with practical guides and templates on how to build and maintain a podcast. If you're like so many other executives or small business owners who are trying to figure out how to weather the economic storms, then consider these books and other resources that explore the value of podcasts. But above all, resist the urge to cut or freeze your marketing budget, and instead, look first at how you can spend more strategically on messaging and outreach and customer retention by considering podcasting as a proven return on investment. You've been listening to Before, Behind, and Between, a podcast of Henley Point Productions, which is available on all major streaming apps and podcast platforms, including Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Visit henleypoint.ca or stephenchristiansen.ca for more information and archived episodes of this program. I'm your host, Stephen Christiansen. Thanks for listening.
Production of Stephen Christiansen. Podcast complete.